Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. We have arrived at that milestone that I was telling you about a few weeks ago when we did a show about milestones. This episode of Life's Toolbox is our 200th episode. We have been on the air for more than 5 years now, and this 200th show is truly a milestone along my journey for the show and my life journey as well. I'm so grateful to each one of you for being here all through these years, and whether you've listened to one show or many, thank you. You know, at the end of each show, I always thank Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio, and I always thank Mark, who is my producer for this show and many others as well. And there are so many folks that make it possible for me to be here that are behind the scenes at Empower Radio, and to all of them, I want to express my gratitude as well. The words that I speak at the end of the show just can never truly express the deepness of my gratitude. They do make a difference in my life and to the lives of many others. The other show host here, folks, this Empower Radio is such a great resource for positive living, for growing, for learning, for expanding your life. And I am just truly grateful to be a part of it. So let's get on to today's show so that I can offer you some nuggets of wisdom, I hope, is what you take this as. A couple of weeks ago, our tool was Elevate Your Relationship, and we discussed tools that you can use in your relationship to assist you in evolving and growing your relationship, your connection with your partner, and your own experience in the relationship and then life as well. As we were closing the show, I mentioned a sacred ritual that you can bring into your relationship that will elevate your experience of and your expression into the relationship even more deeply. I promised several more sacred rituals that I was going to present the following week. Well, we're finally getting to this show as I promised, and I apologize for the delay in getting this to you. That following week that we were supposed to do this show, our studio was experiencing a really horrific snow and ice storm, apparently, and they had to actually close the studios, so that slowed us down. And then last week, my wife and I celebrated our 24th anniversary, and we took the day off from both of our jobs and just spent time together. The tool for today's show is more a group of practices rather than tools. The last show we talked about the tools on elevating your relationship. This week are just some practices that I think are absolutely incredible. I call them sacred rituals. And today's rituals or practice is the name of the show. Let me just rephrase it that way. The name of the show is Elevate Your Relationship with Sacred Rituals. These rituals are built on the practices that my wife and I have learned and used for these 24 years. And if you hadn't heard me say it before, in those 24 years, we have had absolutely zero arguments. And I am proud and honored and grateful to say that our relationship truly has evolved and grown all of these 24 years. And I fully expect it to continue doing so. When combined with the relationship tools that we introduced in the last show, you truly will take your relationship far beyond anything you ever dreamed. Using these practices along with those tools, it's going to expand. It's going to elevate. Your experience of that relationship will just grow like you just cannot believe. Now, let me explain what I mean by sacred rituals before we go any further. I don't want you to get the idea that this is some sort of religious practice or religious doctrine. It's not even a religious belief. These sacred rituals are not religious at all. I call them sacred rituals because they are practices that, when committed to, they truly become sacred in your relationship. They require you to move into a space emotionally and physically and even spiritually where you and your partner are able to focus disturbed on each other. These rituals will move you far beyond where you are now, even if your relationship is outstanding already, and they will take your connection with your partner even further than you imagined your relationship could ever be. At the end of the show last week, I introduced the first sacred ritual. It is called See Them for the First Time Again. If you were not, if you were here last time, just bear with me for a little bit. I'm going to explain this to folks who didn't catch that last show. Now, I know it sounds strange to think that you could see your partner for the first time again. This sacred ritual invites you to remember what you saw in your partner when you first fell in love, and it opens you to new awareness and new knowing about them. You will see deeper love for them and from them. This practice can reignite the fires that have only been smoldering embers for a while. And yes, even if those embers have gone completely cold, this will add spark back in and give you something to fuel that roaring fire that once was the centerpiece of your relationship. So here's how we practice see them for the first time again. There's actually two ways to do this. If your partner is willing to participate, perfect. If they're not, stick with me because there's a way to do this even without them. So schedule 30 minutes of uninterrupted time for this experience. If your partner is not willing to participate, then you're the only one that you have to schedule with. If they are, get them on board with this thing. So let's start with the scenario where your partner wants to participate. When they want to, schedule that time, sit facing each other as close to each other as you possibly can without touching. Do this practice with no speaking at all. Now you can sit in chairs, just pull them up close to each other. You can sit on the floor, on a bench, really anywhere that's comfortable will work. Make sure there's nothing between the two of you and you are able to fully face each other with your entire body. Now the room can be lit in any way you want it to, as long as it's bright enough that you can see your partner's eyes and they can see yours. Make sure your eyes are not in the shadows at all. If you decide to play music during this, just have it very low as background music. Remove all distractions. Turn off your phones. Turn off the TV. Let the kids spend the night with friends. Put the pets in another room. Just create an atmosphere where you and your partner can give each other undivided attention. Remember, there's no talking allowed in this practice. All you're going to do is sit facing each other as close as you can. Look deeply into each other's eyes. When you do, I want you to notice the sparkle in their eyes. See those little flecks of different colors that are there. Spend time here as if you're memorizing what you see. Once you feel that you have a very good visual of their eyes, then look even deeper. Peer into the black of their pupil and then see deep beyond the surface. See the light of their heart, their soul, their love, their authentic self. Spend time here renewing what you fell in love with in the first place and discovering something new about them. See them as if you're seeing them for the first time. See them as if you're looking directly into their essence, that perfect part of them, their truth. Maintain eye contact and silence for the duration of this exercise. Like I said, the goal here is 30 minutes. As you are looking into their heart, silently express love, kindness, compassion. Allow your love for them to grow and send it to them. Remember, all this is done in complete silence. See them with renewed interest. At the end of your time, just do what feels right. You know, the warning here is don't go into this exercise with any expectations at all. You may want to take a moment with or without your partner after the process is over and just silently process what you just experienced. You may want to talk to each other about your experience. You may be led to more intimate time together. Again, do not burden you or your partner or this practice with any expectations about where this is going to lead, except maybe expressing deeper love to them. Like I said, do this for a minimum of 30 minutes, and if you can't make the full 30 minutes, be grateful for the time that you did give it. And then do the exercise again soon. Make this a practice that happens frequently. It truly will change your relationship. Now, for those of you whose partner will not do this with you, you still can. What you do is just take a moment and kind of clear your mind of all distractions and just watch them doing whatever they are doing with an open heart. Study their profile as they watch TV. Tune into their reactions as they read a book. Notice how their body moves when they're exercising or walking the dog. Simply find a way to see the wonder of them. When you look beyond their surface, you will begin to feel a shift. Your awareness of their true self and the growing love you have for them will be felt through your actions and communications with your partner. So see them for the first time again. The next sacred ritual is actually one of my favorites. It's called by many people the Sufi dance. That's the way I know it, and there may be other names for it as well. Even if you and your partner do not dance, no worries. Trust me, because I don't dance, and I can still do this one. This one, it has no steps, so you don't have anything to remember. So first of all, set the atmosphere just like you did in that, and see them for the first time again. Dim the lights, but enough light that you can see into each other's eyes without shadows. On this one, I do recommend that you do have music playing, but have it very softly as background music. Stand face to face and very close to your partner. Have your partner put their right hand on your heart, and you place your right hand on their heart. Each of you cover your partner's hands with your left hand. So, on your chest will be your partner's hand over your heart, and your left hand will be over theirs. Begin to move slightly. Just allow the music to just kind of sway back and forth. Look deeply into each other's eyes through this whole process and express love. Again, this one is in total silence except for the music. Send loving thoughts. Send thoughts of peace and kindness. Express your compassion and gratitude for them. Send your heart to theirs. As you send this beautiful energy, realize how deep your love for your partner goes. Allow it to deepen. Allow it to grow, to expand, to fill you, to fill them, to fill the space around you. Feel the loving embrace of the two of you together. And again, just allow the music to move you however you feel led to move. Allow the love to move you. And again, remember, there's no required steps. Just go with the flow. Continue this dance for as long as it takes to really feel their heart, to really make that heart connection. Once you feel that, continue the dance for as long as you desire. Just as we see them for the first time again, go into this with no expectations other than the love and compassion you want to express. In the Sufi dance, your primary intention is to send love and feel love. You want to feel that love coming from them. You want to feel that love expand within you. You want to love expand within you. Hold no expectations for what your partner should feel or receive. Simply enjoy the closeness of the dance. Send pure, loving energy and thoughts and be open to whatever comes. Another very empowering sacred ritual you may want to try is couples meditation. I know that a lot of people struggle with meditation, but I can honestly say this is one of the best things you can do as a couple for your relationship and for your own good, for your peace. Simply just sit in meditation with your partner. Agree on a time frame for this, and maybe even set a timer so you both rise from the meditation together. Sit comfortably facing each other or side by side. Just be sure that you're close and begin a gentle rhythmic breathing, and then just allow your eyes to gently close. This works really well if you agree on a focus topic for the meditation, but that's not necessary. The power from a couple's meditation raises the energy level of the practice. When both of you are focused on the same topic, you will create a loving and positive energy around that topic, around that focus, and the results are just phenomenal. The results empower and deepen your connection with your partner as you do this. Even if you do not have an agreed-upon topic, it still works. In couples meditation, the mindful energy level in you, in your connection between you and your partner, and all around you elevates. So practice this. Try this. Couples meditation, it really, truly is one of the most peaceful and loving experiences you can have. Another beautiful sacred ritual you can implement is the three breath awareness we've talked about here often. This is something that it will calm those tough times. It will help ease any disagreements that you might have. So breathing in, just feel love and peace, and breathing out, let go of all worries and burdens. This is simply taking three conscious deep breaths in and three complete conscious breaths out. In this sacred ritual, you and your partner will find more peace and mental stillness in the relationship. So, you know, if tensions start to rise in your relationship, this is a great thing for you to do together. Now, be sure that you learn this. You learn how to do this together when you're both in a really good place. Do not try to throw this in when one of you gets upset. Okay? Learn it ahead of time. Practice it ahead of time so that when tensions rise, or when an argument is about to erupt, you can call a timeout and you can just step back just a little bit, still stay close to your partner, but step back a little bit, do this three breath awareness, and then continue whatever you are going to do. And this time it will continue more peacefully. The next sacred ritual I recommend is create sacred time together. You know, our busy schedules often prevent us from quality time with our partner. We get lulled into a routine and feel like it's all right and harmless since we go home to our partner each day. Some of us sit with our partner, watch TV at night before crawling into bed together, and we call that okay. And, you know, in a way, it is okay, but is okay good enough? In that routine, how much of that time that you're spending with your partner, how much of it is really quality time? How much time are you tuning into the person that you chose to be in a relationship with? This sacred ritual is a daily commitment to each other, and I do say daily. I ask you to do this for 20 minutes a day. It is much more than being in the same vicinity with your partner as you go through the motions of your daily life. This is one-on-one time where you are devoted to and focused on each other. So turn the TV off, ignore your phones, put the children to bed. Whatever you need to do, just tune into each other. Fill this time with anything that allows you to connect more deeply with your partner. Use one of the sacred rituals we've already talked about. Just sit side by side holding hands. Talk about what happened throughout your day. Talk about your likes, your dislikes. Connect on a deeper level than just sitting there mindlessly watching TV will allow. You may want to spend this time in total silence. You may want to spend this time cuddling. However you do it is fine. 20 minutes a day. It's not a whole lot to ask for a relationship that you hope will last you a lifetime. If you can't make 20 minutes a day, give it 5. But whatever you do, commit to a set amount of time each day that your only focus is your partner, the relationship, and the love between the two of you. The next sacred ritual is also a commitment that I ask you to make, and it's one activity per week is what I ask for you to do here. This one is wide open as to what you can do, since it is built around things that you and your partner like doing anyway, and I have no idea what that may be. The ritual is designed to take time each week where you and your partner go out and do something together, just the two of you. Do something that's not part of your daily routine. Okay, so mix it up a little bit. Date night's always a fun option. If you choose this one and your choice is a movie or dinner, be sure that somewhere in that time is a place for the two of you to just get to know each other better, just to focus on each other. If it's a movie, then make time afterwards where it's just you two focusing on each other, talking together, walking together, whatever you choose. You may want to take walks in nature, holding hands, just enjoying each other's company. You may want to begin a class together, you know, a yoga class or some other sort of exercise. You can lovingly support each other and celebrate together each new milestone that you reach. Take your walks in nature even further and go for a hike where you pack a picnic lunch. Get off the beaten path and just relax together as you enjoy the lunch and nature. I have some friends who took up skydiving. Now, this one's not for me, but it works for them. They get really excited every time they begin planning their next jump, and they do this together. They plan the jump together. They enjoy the personal exhilaration of the jump itself, and then they spend time afterwards coming back together and talking about and celebrating what they just experienced. You know, I know another couple who love zip lines. Like the parachutists, they get really into planning the trip. And then they have their personal journey as they experience the zip line, and then they come back together again and they share the experience. Some folks love camping. Some like bike riding, motorcycling, exercising, golf, all kinds of stuff. Folks, get creative with this. Make sure it's something that's out of your norm, and just enjoy each other in the process. You know, some people, I know a guy that just absolutely loves golf, and he finally brought his wife along. She absolutely loves golf, so that's something that they do together, and they have time to focus on each other. So anyway, take a class together. You know, my wife and I took a Reiki class several years ago, and she ended up taking the Reiki a lot further and became a Reiki master. I didn't go that far, but we still enjoy coming together and kind of having Reiki sessions with each other. We've made that a sacred ritual. Candlelit baths, massages, hot tubs, saunas, all are incredibly intimate ways to create sacred rituals as well. Allow the experience of each other to be more important than the activity itself. And be sure to allow time for your hearts to connect deeply before these activities lead to other activities. All right. The options are absolutely limitless. The key to any of your options, though, is to make sure that there is an opportunity to connect more deeply. Cannot say that enough. What you do is not nearly as important as the quality time that you have with each other away from the stress of daily life. As long as you hang on to the normal, the stress of daily life, the routine, you're not growing as much as you could. Make this fun and exciting. Make this practice something you can both look forward to each week. Mix it up. Find several different things. Try new things that neither of you have ever done before. Take turns introducing each other to the activities that you've enjoyed before on your own. You know, one of the best practices you can embrace is actually more of a tool than a sacred ritual. And the tool is deepen the friendship. You know, we kind of take the friendship in our relationships for granted. We kind of assume it's always going to be there. The importance of deepening the friendship is this one becomes a foundation. You know, we fall into that comfortable place as time, you know, as our time together goes on, and there's nothing wrong with comfort in a relationship. But when it turns into complacency, when it turns into just assuming that it's always going to be there, that's when we have a problem. Friendship truly is the foundation of the relationship. The reason I say that is when we hit difficult times and the intimacy struggles or the love seems difficult, a great friend can offer a shoulder to cry on, an ear to hear. A friend will support you. And when you and your partners are friends, even when things are tough between you, you have someone you can rely on. So try these sacred rituals out for yourself. Tweak them if you need to. The important thing is to make the commitment. That's the key word here, folks. Make the commitment to elevate your relationship, and these rituals can add a tremendous boost to the experience that you have with your partner, your relationship, and even with yourself. So since we're talking about relationships today, I want to remind you about an online program I just launched titled Elevate Your Relationship. The initial presentation of this program has come to a close. However, you can still join us by going to the Facebook name, Elevate Your Relationship. You can join us there. You can join that group. I have uploaded the videos from each day of the program to the group page, and you can watch them at your leisure. If you would like the full program, which has a little more detail and it comes in email form, just message me through the Elevate Your Relationship group page or send me a message through my website, which I'll give you in just a moment. I've received some very positive feedback on the program, and I believe it will serve you, your partner, and your relationship as well. Like I said, you can find more information about Elevate Your Relationship on my social media pages and on my website. And I truly hope you join us. Even if I never hear from you, go check it out. I think that you'll find some really valuable tools there, along with some of these sacred practices that I really think will help elevate your relationship. Got to brag again. Like I said, I just went through, or just made it to the 24-year milestone with my wife, and it has truly grown every day. And it's simply because I learned these tools from the last show, and these sacred rituals from this show. We learned those, many of them before we ever got married, and several after we got married, and we practiced them. Like any tool, if you do not pull them down and use them, they will serve you in no shape, form, or fashion. You've got to use them. So thanks so much for listening today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies there as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my personal and spiritual growth workshops, my books, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and lots of other things there too. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you away from the life that you desire. And all of this stuff can be done remotely. So even if you don't live here in North Texas where I do, we can still find a way to work together. Again, you can find links to the free 21-day online workshop called Elevate Your Relationship on my website and social media pages, as well as lots of other information there about my work. The website again is www.kennybrixey.com. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He is an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for Life's Toolbox and several other of the Empower Radio shows as well. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio. They will certainly turn your life around. You know, you will find so much positivity here. There will be at least one that will speak to your heart and hold valuable meaning to you. When you find that, share the goodness you find with your friends and your family. And in doing that, you share goodness and positively influence the world. Check out the Empower Radio app, which allows you even more ways to listen and connect and keep up with all that's going on here. Until next week and beyond, practice sacred rituals and elevate your relationship. Enjoy love throughout your life. Love and peace.